T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. It is spring. And guess what that means? Dollars and cents and dollars and tax season and all this sort of stuff you got to do in the springtime, in addition to cleaning out the shed and what have you. I don't think Carl Carlson's coming over to help you with the shed, but the rest of that is something that Carl can certainly shed some light on. Carl is joining us. Carl, good afternoon, my friend.
I am here to spring into action.
Ooh, I like that. I really do. This is, the weather is nicer, you're happier, I'm happier, and now you're not helping clean out the shed, right, or mow the lawn or anything?
I'm not helping clean out the shed, but what is $174 million? What's that? That's nothing. That's peanuts.
It's walking around money, baby. It's wham. It's
it's you okay, know. So this is my quiz for the day, Jeff.
Yeah.
So, because I think we're going to be hearing this number, so I want your listeners here to have a lead on it.
Okay.
All the money that the government owes and what they're going to owe because of commitments they've made in the future for Medicare and things like that.
Yeah.
Before long, it's going to be approaching $250 trillion. So,
wow.
What's a trillion here or there? But,
right.
$250 trillion is a quarter of what number? What's the next number after a trillion?
Well, now, I believe I learned this from my former financial advisor, Homer Simpson. I think it's a kajillion. No, am I wrong on that one? No, okay.
No, sorry. Close.
Yeah, okay.
It's a quadrillion. Quadrillion.
Wow.
We're going to be hearing that number in the not too distant future.
Oh my gosh.
Because $250 trillion is one quarter of a quadrillion.
Do we even have that much money? Nobody has that much money, do they?
It doesn't seem like it.
I didn't think so. God. Well, what could go wrong? Can we just print more money to pay that, Carl? That'll work, won't it?
Well, that'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work. Lower the interest rates back down to zero.
Yep, yep.
And print more money.
Yeah.
And we're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Print a quarter or a half of a quadrillion.
Yeah. Now, you know the business, if we do that, you and I get into the wheelbarrow business for all those folks who are going to be taking a wheelbarrow full of useless paper down to a store hoping to trade it for something, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people, we got to be not standing up for all of this government debt.
Yeah.
Keeping piling it on and piling it on. So, anyway, that's one of my spring cleaning items.
Okay.
Yeah, is to get the government cleaned out of all this debt.
Do you think that Uncle Sam is getting a part-time job to take care of this, or is he looking to the rest of us to pick up some of the slack, you know?
I think he might be looking to the rest of us to pick up some of the slack.
That's what I thought.
Anyway, that number just threw me off. I heard it right before I came on the radio here, $174 million.
Yeah.
So they drastically lowered what Donald Trump has to come up with.
Right. Yeah, and he's good. He said he can do that. I don't know if he's putting on a like a platinum Amex or whatever it is. He's got that. Yeah,
that's pretty incredible, and good for him. You know?
Yeah, heck yeah, I'd like to be. I mean, I can say that it doesn't work, but I mean, at least he can say it and it works. Let me ask you about the rest of us, Carl, who have neither $174 million, let alone a quarter of a quadrillion dollars. Springtime is here, and it just occurred to me because I'm looking at the calendar. April 15th is coming up, like you know what, on wheels. What do we need to do, and what are the other things in addition to taxes that we got to be on guard for as we head into the spring?
Well, you got to get all of those tax preparation things, put those papers, all those numbers, W-2, 1099s, all those things put together, mm-hmm. and figure out what you're going to be owing or what you might get for a return. If you were going to get a return, you should have done it earlier.
Yeah.
But now if you're going to owe some money, now's when you need to be looking, because you can still put money in your IRAs. If you if your income is beneath a certain level, you can still put money in your IRAs for 2023.
Oh, wow.
But the clock is ticking.
What about, so that's the regular IRA? Is that true with that Roth IRA thing, too?
And the Roth IRA, too. So if you're, if you make too much money to do the traditional one, and just to give you really rough numbers, you know, the traditional one, if you're making more than $125,000, mm-hmm. you can't put the money in that one. The Roth one, though, will go up to almost $225,000.
Okay.
So if you're in that window between $125,000 and $225,000, then you could put money into the Roth IRA,
okay.
but only up until April 15th. And a lot of people sometimes start thinking, oh, my gosh, do I have this? If you're over 50, it's $7,500. If you're going to do one for your spouse, another $7,500, and people are thinking, well, I don't know if I can take that out of my checks that I'm getting for my pension or my Social Security. Well, a lot of people just have some money sitting in a savings account for an emergency fund, or maybe they have that money in a brokerage account, and all you have to do is just move it from there over into the Roth.
Okay.
And now you just funded a Roth. Didn't have to come out of the money that you're bringing in,
right.
but you do have to have earned income.
Okay.
Earned income.
Earned so. Income. All right. And that's yeah. not judgmental, right? It's not like the IRS looks and goes, seriously, Jeff, you sit and talk. That is not earned income. They just trust me that this is a job.
I think that might be a special thing just for Jeff Katz. But
okay.
for most folks, no, they say, yeah, you probably earned this. You worked
yeah.
hard. You weren't
exactly.
just talking all the time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And does the Roth IRA help you with taxes?
Not today.
Okay.
So it helps you down the road mm-hmm. because you just move money, you put it in there, and down the road when you take it out, it's all growing during that time. And when you take it out, it's all tax-free.
Nice.
So very nice, especially if taxes go up in the future. And when we're talking quadrillions,
yeah.
then I think there's a chance taxes might go up.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hit the quadrillion number.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There is absolutely no doubt about that. What about, I guess I am now, because I got some paperwork, I am now in a, some sort of an annuity, and I said, yes, that sounds good. Could you explain to me what I just agreed to?
the annuity that you agreed to is awesome.
Yeah.
So there's certainly... It actually, so some of them out there, this particular one pays a 14% bonus when you put the money in.
Wow.
And it's a real bonus. So there's some annuity products out there that are a little shady and they pay a fake bonus.
Uh-huh.
So you want the real bonus.
Yes, I do.
So it pays a 14% bonus. And then, as it guarantees you that for the next 10 years, it will pay at least 3%.
Okay.
So you can put money into a fixed account in that product, and it says, well, for the next 10 years, it'll be at least 3%, no less, which is not too bad for a 10-year guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you can also take it and put it into an index if you want, something like the S&P 500, so with a cap of about 7%.
Wow.
So that is to say, you go 1 year, if the S&P is up 10%, you make 7%. So, and you can vary that 1 year. You can say, well, let's go for the guaranteed 3% because the S&P is up so high. But the next year, hey, S&P dropped, we'll put it in there, go for the 7%.
Okay.
And it lets you take out 10% a year with no penalties. And you can take out the first 10% 1 week after you put the money in.
Wow.
So if you put it, you put the money in 1 week later, take out 10%, you just made 14% return guaranteed in 1 week. So that's
I like
the one
this.
You signed up for.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Carl, no offense to you, but I got a brilliant financial advisor working for me. I'm telling you that right now.
Well, he's trying.
He is trying. I just did the I got my calculator app open on the phone. I did okay last week, so I appreciate that. I got a question here. A good friend of mine, I mean, he really is. He's a fine gentleman. He says, hey, could you ask Carl what the charges are? Basically, what he wants to know is, do you charge fees per transaction based on the size of your portfolio? And I know you guys at Carlson Financial are fiduciaries. You don't mind explaining that again, do you?
I do not mind at all. So the way we work is we charge a percentage on the money that we manage.
Yeah.
And the higher the amount of money, the lower the percentage, because we need a certain dollar amount to pay our bills, have the meetings, do all the prep, do all the planning, do all the investing.
That's right.
So that percentage... And, you know, this one always just gripes me is Fisher Investments. They have a TV commercial that says, we do better when you do better. Well, that's us, too.
Yeah.
And I would say every financial advisor that charges a percentage on the money they're managing can say that.
Yes.
Well, we do better when you do better. And the case is, though, if you do worse, we don't make as much, but you could lose money, and Fisher Investments would still make money.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't say that part. That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
But you also can't say, because sometimes people say to me, hey, could you do a deal where we maybe pay you a higher percent, but it's only when our money is up? And I'm like, well, okay. Do you want that on a... on a 1 week basis, if your money is up 1 week and day, or do you want to go on a 1 year, or do you want to go minute by minute?
Oh, geez.
So this minute we get it, it's just too complicated.
Of course
you just have to have faith that your investment advisor is going to do a good job investing, and they're not just going to throw you in 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 different companies and stocks and water everything down.
Well, isn't that part of the problem? I don't want to use any names, but aren't there those guys who are now saying they're financial advisors, but they only represent one firm? So, I mean, whatever your issue is, they just put it in company X, and that's just, you know, that's all they sell. And you guys, I look at the big PowerPoints and the spreadsheets, and you are in so many different things for us. And I've noticed sometimes you're there, I'm just spitballing, you're here in this stock for a month, and then you're out of that, and you're using this for, a week, and then you've got an annuity with this fort. I mean, you are every single day managing this across a multitude of opportunities.
Yeah, and we don't get paid for transactions.
Right.
So it used to be, and maybe there are still those out there that every time they make a trade, they get paid. So they have this huge incentive to make a lot of trades.
Yep.
There's no fees, and we don't make any commissions on trades. It's just a percentage of the portfolio. And it is true, we work hard to make your money go up, not because it's better for us, although it is, but we're doing it for you.
Yeah.
And along the way, we'll do okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I have said it, before, but I'm grateful to you. When we walked in there the first time and we explained, we want to take care of Harry and Joe as much as we can, and but we got to take care of Julia forever and after we're gone. And I know that other folks, because we've chatted with people throughout, I don't want to be involved with that. And you guys said, we're here for you. So I don't know. I'm grateful. I'm just grateful. I really am. I want to remind everybody, Carl, connectwithcarlson.com. That is that great retirement toolkit. It's free for my listeners. Connectwithcarlson.com. After they go through that, because it's really not intimidating at all, it's a great resource. After they go through that, they can reach out to you, right?
Yeah, they can reach out to us at carlsonfinancial.com or 844-CARLSON. And by the way, I was out in Colorado the other day, and I'm up like 4 o'clock in the morning. I just flipped on the TV on Fox News, and there's Jeff Katz. It must have been 6 o'clock in the morning where you were at some little breakfast thing, but you were looking good.
Thank you.
You were representing well.
Aww.
So thank you.
Thank you, my friend. I will I'll look forward to chatting to you next week. That is my friend Carl Carlson. Carl is a lot of things, including our financial advisor. And we gave him a big, heavy lift, given that we got to take care of Julia forever. And he said, absolutely, we're doing this to make sure that you are taking care of Julia. And he is doing it. 844-CARLSON. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.